The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
Larry, you've combined some of my favorite things, politically incorrect and the American Revolution.
Well, yeah, it was easy to do.
Now, what type of politically incorrect things do you discuss in your book?
Well, among others, the revolution starts a lot sooner than most people think. You know, we look at the Declaration of Independence and coming up on the 4th of July here. But really, the revolution starts with the associations in 1774. And these associations also blow another big lie out of the water, which is, this was a revolution by rich white guys. The associations were groups of ordinary citizens across the colonies by the thousands and thousands of people who all agreed to totally embargo all British goods, to not deal in any British goods at all. And if you were in a town and you were dealing in British goods, everybody in town would ostracize you and would not trade with you. And these were significant. They cut British imports by about 90%, and they were massive. So that's where the revolution really starts, is with the association.
If I remember right, the time frame, you're right, I think for a lot of Americans is off. And even the Boston Tea Party, and by the way, that didn't happen just in Boston. It happened other places where they dumped the tea in other places. They just left it out there, but like on the docks to rot. But it wasn't just that they were imposing a tax and prices were going to go up or whatever. In fact, if I remember right, the price was going to go down because England was trying to undercut some of the smugglers, right?
Right, right. And I say in a Patriot's History of the United States, the reason that we've never heard of the Delaware Tea Party is because Sam Adams wasn't around to write about it. But yes, it did cut the price of tea. And the idea was, if you've got a... Like, I just came out of Ohio where we had I-75, and the speed limit on I-75 was, most places it was like 65 miles an hour. And so the governor there says, most people are going 70, so I'm going to be real generous. I'll raise the speed limit to 70, but we're going to triple the number of highway patrol, and it's an automatic one-year jail sentence for even a mile over. All of a sudden, the speed goes from 70 down to about 60 because nobody wants to get caught. The same thing happened with the Tea Party. The British cut the price of official tea, but most Americans were smuggling tea at an incredibly low price, and the British hiked up the enforcement so much that smuggling stopped, and basically it cost Americans a lot of money.
Well, this also shows, too, that it wasn't just about the money. I mean, people got it. They knew what this level of control from England meant. That if they accepted it, it was going to be much worse for them, right?
Yeah, in fact, one scholarly study shows that the actual impact was about a quarter a year on Americans in 1770 of all the British policies. And nobody's going to go to war over a quarter a year, even in 1770 prices, you know?
Well, it's funny, too, the hanky-panky wasn't the... And you'll have to help walk me through it. If I remember right, the governor of Massachusetts had kind of a conflict of interest when they embargoed the ships. So the local people said, we're not letting you unload that tea from England. And he wouldn't let them leave then because his sons were sellers of the tea or something?
Sure, they were all merchants. I mean, that's how they made their money. But it's far more than tea. I mean, you look at land. Land policy was a major issue because American colonists were pushing westward. They were going out into westward. You know, we think of Arizona west, but this would be Kentucky and Ohio. And these were Indian lands, and it was causing problems. So the British, in 1763, put up the proclamation line, saying you can't go any further. And this was an issue because people had established businesses out there. Many had settled out there. And there was such a problem that the British rescinded the proclamation line, and then they established it a second time. So all of these policies combine to generate a tremendous amount of distrust and anger on the part of the colonists. And that's what led to these associations in 1774. I mean, this is serious, because putting your name on an association list mark you for jail or even death.
That's amazing to think about. We don't give enough significance to that part of it, that by signing those associations, or even the guys that signed the Declaration of Independence, if things went bad, they were going to be the first ones that were executed.
Yeah, and England, you know, if you watch Braveheart, you know, they didn't mess around with rebels and traitors. I mean, they killed you in a pretty brutal way sometimes.
Well, I mean, you had to go through the appeals process. That had to take 20, 30 years, something like that.
Well, you know, you make a really good point, though, about time back then. And this is another reason that the American Revolution was so special, was we had 150 years of learning how to govern ourselves. It was called benign neglect. And basically, because of the distance back to England, the governors in America had to be extremely responsive to the public, or else they'd be overthrown. And by the time troops could arrive, it might be 2 or 3 months later. And you know, the culprits are all gone. And so England provided us one very good thing, which was this blanket of big security, I'll call it, with the army and the navy, and they kind of prevented us from getting into a war with Spain or France or, you know, India or something. And at the same time, they let us develop our own institutions, which meant that when we came to the point of revolution, we were ready for self-governance, unlike most of, say, the African countries at the end of World War II, when the Western powers all left.
You know, I never thought about that. That gives me even more pause to think about the divine nature of the founding of America, that everything happened perfectly. You know, like you said, that benign neglect, that 150 years for Americans to start figuring things out.
Well, if you want to get into real miracles, I mean, there's a dozen of them in the Revolution. I'll give you just two. At Long Island, after Washington lost a terrible battle, the British outflanked him. He didn't put sentries far enough out to his left flank, and the whole British army walked around his left flank and nearly enveloped the whole American army. And Washington escaped across the Long Island Sound there to Manhattan at night with his whole army, yet the British Navy was right in front of him, could have blown him out of the water, except a mysterious fog rolled in and prevented the British from seeing the American retreat. And then on a second occasion, at the Battle of Princeton, the American army is a little hesitant to take on the British regulars in open field, and Washington, on his big white horse, and he's a huge guy, he's 6'4", rides between the two armies, and he shouts out, "Come, my fine fellows, parade with me." And the British unleash a volley, and the colonials unleash a volley, and Washington isn't touched.
That is amazing.
It's incredible.
It is. Didn't they say when he would come, I don't know if it was a one instance or multiple, he came out of battle and like his coat was riddled with bullet holes, but not one hit him?
Let me give you a third one. At another battle, he rides with just one aide. Now, this is sort of like Stonewall Jackson, right, in the Civil War. He rides with just one aide out beyond the lines to scout British positions, and a British sharpshooter sees him. He doesn't know it's Washington, but he knows he's a colonial officer, takes aim and says, "Now, this wouldn't be very gentlemanly," and he lets him go.
Well, you got to be gentlemanly, you know. Wow, that is pretty amazing. So we're talking with Larry Schweikert, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the American Revolution. As we head to 4th of July, Independence Day, actually, let me correct myself there. We get in the habit of saying 4th of July instead of Independence Day. But as we head to Independence Day, if you've got the younger generation that just is not is in touch with maybe our past and the American Revolution and how dynamic and special it is, What one thing or what couple of things could somebody say or do or discuss with them that you think may inspire them?
Well, you know, for one thing, the American Revolution is the costliest war in American history. I know we think it's a civil war, and maybe modern people think it's a World War II, But in fact, this was a civil war. It was colonials versus British versus Tories versus Indians. It was a four-way war going on, and the record keeping in all but the British Army was non-existent. It was terrible. And so Dave and I have gone through and looked at these and applied modern estimates of wounded who died afterwards. And of course, most of the missing were dead. Most of those who served and were captured and put in British prison ships died. And when you account for all the casualties, including the casualties by Indians on the frontier, we easily think that 6% of the people who served died in this war.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. All right, Larry, appreciate you joining us today, especially as we head to Independence Day. Enjoy your day, okay?
Okay, thanks, Doc.
Larry Swikert, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the American Revolution.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170, 800-519-2170.